produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line. Oh. Hold up the light. Hold up the light. Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers. Hold up the light.
Everybody.
Hold up the light. Let your light shine around the world.
Love, light, and positivity. Guess what? You have just landed in love. You are created in love, by love, for love, to be love. Love above you, love below you, and blessed be love all around you. And most of all, the love that resides in your heart, your Christed heart. Now breathe. And as you breathe, breathe in the love. Breathe in the love, beloved. I am Imarja Jubilee, and it's my pleasure and delight to be your host for Love, Light, and Positivity. And there's nothing better, my friends, than to waken up each morning, your eyes open wide, being able to move your body and being able to go with the flow that God brings you that day is nothing better than that. God woke you up this morning. I call God the big G. God created you and I in all of its magnificence and all of its beauty. And we are created to have everlasting life and to be filled with bliss, love, joy, and peace. And in other words, we are all amazing. We are amazing creatures created by this love. Now let us take a breath together. Breathe. Breathing in. Slowly a deep breath, cleansing breath. Let the breath flow in through our nose and out through our mouth. Let's do it again. Breathe. Breath is a precious gift. Wow. Breath is life, and life is meant to be lived in full expression, beloved ones. You hear what I say? It is meant to be lived in full expression, and that's what we do every day, is to live our lives to our utmost, guided by Spirit, in full expression of what God would have us be. And as we breathe in again, I'm connected to you, and you are connected to me. No matter where you are on this planet, no matter what's going on in your life in this moment, no matter what uncertainties that may arise during the day, we're still all created in love, and we all are connected. I would like to thank Kayla Padgett, CEO of Finding My Way Radio, and Josie of Josie's Inspirational Network for the opportunity to be on this platform. It is always a pleasure and always a pleasure to spread love, light, and positivity. And there are many different ways we can spread love, light, and positivity, and many different forms of love, light, and positivity, but it all still comes from the divine one. It all still is a gift from the Almighty. Well, recently, in fact, about a week ago, I completed my second book of poetry. And in this book, there's 12 original poems, and I chose the number 12 because there were 12 apostles. And in according to biblical tradition, 12 is a good number. The 12 original poems that are in the book, I consider them being downloaded directly from God because that's how my poetry flows. I can't make myself write no matter how hard I try. But when I allow the Spirit to flow through me, I get this beautiful poem. And this book is called Soul to Soul, and I am co-authoring it with Martha High, who is the goddess of soul, who sang with James Brown for 32 years. She uses her gift of being able to paint and produce beautiful pieces of art, and she interpreted each poem as she saw it, not every one of them, but about six or seven different pieces onto pieces of art. And Martha High has been on the show. We had our first special from Spain about 2 years ago, and she was on here talking about how God is so important in her life. Now we are expressing it together in Soul to Soul. Miss High does a great job as a visual artist. There are seven beautiful pieces that was inspired in this book by the poetry. And one section of the book in Soul to Soul is called Christed. And the three poems that are in that section were inspired by my father, who's the Reverend John Henry Brown. He's 95 years old, and I was talking to him one Sunday, and he was telling me about people coming to Jesus and how people need to come on down and the preacher's preaching. So I want to read you a portion of that poem that my dad inspired with two words that he just said. He said, the preachers have to preach it. And so this particular piece is called Come On Down, the part that I'm going to read. So let us breathe. Come on down, come on down, come on down the aisle. Come on down, come on down, come on down the aisle. Come on down the aisle, child. Come on down the aisle with a smile. Preachers preaching, repent, repent. Deacon saying, well, well, in the amen corners. Sister shouting, you can't make me doubt it. Sit on the mourner's bench. Sit there until you repent. sit there until you receive a dose of the Holy Ghost. Repent of your sins, child, while you have a chance. But repent, repent, repent with a smile. Come on down, child. Come on down the aisle. Preachers saying, obey thee the Lord. Deacons praying, brothers and sisters, you don't want your soul to be lost. Sisters shouting, get saved, my friends, in Jesus' name. Get up off of that mourner's bench, start praising the Savior's name. Get up off of that mourner's bench and release your anguish or your shame and your pain. Get up off of that mourner's bench and shout, hallelujah, hallelujah. I've been saved in Jesus' name. Preachers preaching, your life will never be the same. Deacons saying, amen, amen, amen. Sisters shouting, this old heart of mine been changed. This old heart of mine been changed. Your life will never be the same. Sisters saying, this old heart of mine has been changed. Clapping their hands and doing a holy dance. Speaking in tongues in an inspired trance. Speaking in tongues that only God can understand. Preachers preaching. The Holy Ghost is in here, y'all. So let us all stand. Deacons clapping their hands and stomping their feet to the beat. Extend your hands in the air, crying and weeping. You feel your own private moment of truth. Filled with joy, you have landed in peace. You have repented, and you have got that which you sought. Because saying, amen, amen. Preachers preaching. Preachers preaching. Sisters shouting, you can't make me doubt him. That poem, come on down, was inspired by my father. And I just wanted to share that portion with you. Now, this book, Soul to Soul, will be available on Amazon in late January 2021. And we know for ourselves that we all have to be Christed. We all have to live our lives and show love, light, and positivity. And with that, let's take a breath together and breathe out. Well, I wanted to tell you, I met a lady who is doing just that. And her name is Tracy Kincaid, and she is my very special guest today. She is an actress. She's appeared on Empire. She's a vocalist and a songwriter. And she runs a community-based nonprofit in Chicago. She's an author. She's a breast cancer survivor. She's also a philanthropist. She also took back her life. I like that. She took back her life so that she could make a bigger impact on the world. And she's going to be with us today to tell us how she's bringing love, light, and positivity to the world. Welcome to our show, Tracy. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Ms. Jumanja. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed that poem. That was awesome.
Yeah, isn't that something about having a Christ at heart, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I am a firm believer.
She says she's a firm believer in that you have to be saved in order to make an impact on the world, and that's what the things that I know about you, that's what you do. You bring love, light, and positivity right where you are. Tell us how you bring love and light to where you are.
Well, you know, Ms. Jemiza, God is love. God is love. And the way we bring love, light, and positivity into the world is by giving back. We are blessed to be a blessing. And to just spread love and just to share the gifts that God has bestowed upon us.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
and it isn't, yeah, and you like make an impact on people's lives. So you know your purpose. What do you feel your purpose really, how were you directed to your purpose?
I have been a giver my entire life. I've been blessed, and I'm grateful for that great attribute that God has placed in my heart and given me, is being blessed to want to share whatever God has given me. And so growing up, I always wanted to give up. But they would always you know, make these little, you know, small jokes about me. I would give you my underwear, whatever. They would make all the kids would give away everything. She'll just give it away. She was rich, she would give everything away. And I would actually do that. But I wasn't able to give it on a large scale, just what I had, you know, in my possession. And I got sick a few years ago, and when God started to heal my body, I wanted to be a greater impact. I wanted to not just give, you know, on a smaller scale. I wanted to really bless the masses. And so my family and I actually formed an organization called Forever Hope Agency. And my mother, it was inspired by my mother because my mother was a giver. She taught us that. She is bred it in us as children. And my mother has gone on to be with the Lord. And so we wanted to, you know, keep my mother's legacy alive. And my brother and I and my daughter and my sister-in-law actually started a not-for-profit organization called Forever Hope Agency because we wanted to give back into the community. We wanted to reach back and just bless people that were less fortunate, people that communities that were underserved. You know, and as you grow and mature and you can actually see what's going on in society, you see, you know, how diversified things are or not, you know, and you see the real truth about what's really going on in different communities and how, you know, each community is impacted by so many disparities. And so we wanted to change that. And so we formed Forever Hope Agency. We became a 501c3 and have a lot of supporters, a lot of our donors and sponsors. And it actually had our first fundraiser, and I'm hoping I'm taking too much of your time, but we actually had our first fundraiser on my 50th birthday. Now, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2009, where at that time I was about 44 years old. But on my 50th birthday in 2015, I decided that I didn't want to have a traditional birthday party. I wanted to do something to give back and to impact the community. And so God blessed me to be able to throw our first fundraiser, and I said if we could pull this off, I would donate all the proceeds from my birthday to Forever Hope Agency and to the Greater Chicago Food Depository, which is one of the greatest and largest food distributors for, you know, to help feed the hungry in Chicago. And that's what we did, and that's how we actually got started.
Well, that's so wonderful. So what I hear you doing, you give hope. You give hope to people when they have none, because that's so important. My mother used to sing a song, I hope it won't be this way all the way, by the angelic gospel singers. And she, too, was a giver and went out into the community and made a difference. And it gives people hope that the things can get better, and we have to be the example to which God pours through to give people, and that's what I hear you saying you've done through this nonprofit. And I want listeners to pay attention that she's in Chicago. She's in Chicago doing it, and no matter where you are, you can do it. Now tell me something. I know you're doing a lot of work in the community, but what has helped you maintain your faith and being grounded after going through what you did with your breast cancer? What helped you? What helped you to maintain your faith?
Well, you know, I always go back to being a child. I've always have had a deep love for the Lord, even as a little girl. Like, nobody made me go to church. I wasn't forced to go to Sunday school, church, YPWW, any of that. Grew up in the Church of God in Christ, and I'm really grateful for my foundation in Christ.
Amen.
In Christ. Although
y'all hear what she said? For her foundation. So your foundation,
yes, ma'am,
carried you through.
Yes, ma'am. My foundation being rooted, thank you, Lord, being rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Although I've strayed, but the Word of God says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." You know, study to show thyself approved. The Word does not change. We may change. We may stray. But, you know, it states that, you know, God's love, you know, there's nothing that we can do to separate us from his love. And as long as we believe, you know, I believe. I just believe. And so I believe in the word of God. I believe in Jesus Christ. And I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what rooted me. That's what grounded me.
And that's what grounded you. Oh, that is so wonderful. So if God said, I call God the big G. If the big G said to you, Tracy, I'm going to grant you 3 wishes and you can change anything you want about the earth and the world and the people in it. What would you want? What 3 wishes would you like to have granted?
You know what? I've thought about that question over and over and over again. And because I love God so much, and I think he is just so perfect, there isn't anything that I would want to change. I wouldn't want to change anything because I believe that he knows what's best. And
he knows he knows what's best. And just like you and I were talking prior to coming on for this interview, that although there are uncertainties and we're surrounded by all the stuff that's going on, that God is in control. We have to relax
and
let
him
go, right?
It doesn't even matter about what's going on. Especially when it comes to his people, his chosen people, because he made a promise to us, and his word said that his word would not come back void. So it doesn't even matter.
It don't matter.
What's going on? It doesn't matter.
It don't mean a thing. It don't mean a thing, right? So we know that you have a beautiful voice. Would you bless us with one of your favorites or something? Bless our listening audience with a verse of one of your songs, please.
Well, yes, ma'am. This God blessed me to write this song during the time of a hard period in my life, which was last year. We were trying to get our book together for our book signing, and things just weren't going the way that we wanted to go. And so I was inspired to write this song. It's called Gold, and it was I call it Gold, but they call it Don't Give Up. But it's he knows just what your future holds, even if you can't see it. He created you wonderfully, and no matter what you're feeling, no matter what they say, he created you to be what you're becoming today. So don't give up on your goal. God will complete what he started in you, 'cause you were destined to win. And there is no failure in God.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen. I love that. And I love the lyrics. There is no failure in God. And we
there
sometimes
is no failure
forget
in
that.
God.
So if you could leave our listening audience with a pearl of wisdom, I call them pearls, you know, what would you leave? What would you like to leave them with?
I would like to just to take a little bit from that song. It goes a little bit further. But just to let you know that your past does not define who you are, because you are beautifully and wonderfully made. And no matter where you are in your life, God will meet you right where you are.
Oh, that is so awesome, Tracy. That is so awesome. I like that in that book, my new book, Sold Soul. At every end of every section, I put that we are wonderfully and marvelously created.
Yes.
And we forget that. And we forget that we are wonderfully. And look where you've come from. And there's always more.
Yes.
We have to remember that when we stay grounded. Isn't that true?
Yes, ma'am. Because, you know, everybody's got a story. I mean, there is a story.
Yeah.
And everybody's got a story, you know. Everybody has a story to tell.
And so how can people get in touch with you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Tracy R. Kincaid. I try to keep it simple. You can also friend me on Facebook at Tracy R. Kincaid. I have a website where you can actually go to TracyRKincaid.com. And my name is spelled T-R-A-C-Y, R, the letter R, and K-I-N-C-A-I-D-E. So you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, on my website, and I also have a Twitter account. It's Tracy, it's your car, Tracy underscore car on Twitter.
Wonderful. Well, Tracy, we want to thank you for being. We might have to continue another conversation with you because we only touched just the tip of what I know you have to share. And I want to encourage you and support you in always bringing who you are and being the wonderful Christed person that you are. And I want to say to my listening audience that is around the world, remember, when you're Christed, you feel it. And I always want to end with this, feel it, felt it. God wrote me a letter. You are beautiful. You are my beloved. You are a masterpiece. And I love you like a newborn baby. I will cradle your heart in a blanket of love. So know it, show it, just look and behold it. I am Christed. So we'll see you next time for another episode of Love, Light, and Positivity. And go out today and be the love. In these times of uncertainty, and just like our guest said, God is in control, so you have nothing to worry about. Just have your foundation in Christ and be the love that you are. We'll see you next time.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.